Allen, you got an opportunity to work out for the Jazz local team.
Oh, yeah. Experience like? Oh, it was super enjoyable. Like, having all these guys, they're really good guys. And I'm lucky enough to be one of the guys that the Jazz look at. Very appreciative for the workout, and it was fun to be able to showcase my abilities outside of what I did at Utah.
What's with the dental work?
Oh, you know what? I'm working on it. My aunt in Vegas is my dentist, and headed down there. It should be another couple weeks, and then I'll get the tooth
what,
on.
What happened with?
Oh, earlier this year, Jakob Poeltl, he caught me with a head rebounding. I went up, ball hit the rim again. I was coming down as he was going up, and just my tooth ended up cutting up the back of his head, but my tooth was kind of pointing back, so I had to get that taken out.
How do you like your chances of making the NBA or impressing the teams?
One thing I've realized is that there's no sure things, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be here today, and if they like the way I play, I know I can contribute to every team at whatever position I need to be, and I know I'm a good player. And so if the coaches see that and think I'm a good fit, then I'm can do everything I can for that team.
What are some of those things you can show off in a workout that maybe you didn't get a chance to do?
I feel like I can shoot better from the perimeter than I was able to this last year. I'm able to shoot a college three, even though Coach Kay didn't want me to. We had plenty of guys to do that, so I'm more than willing to hit that 18-footer that was open most of the year for us. I also am able to take the ball a little bit to the rim, dribbling, at least more so than I did this last year with the ball mostly in DeLon's hands and me setting screens for him. So those are a couple things that I know I can do a lot better than I was able to at Utah.
Do you feel like that they knew a little bit more from you and kind of what to expect from you working out here as, between the other guys, or is it kind of the same situation?
I feel like it's pretty similar just because if somebody's willing to give you a workout here, they're going to have looked at you and they're going to know the kind of game you play. The one thing that helped me was the altitude, being used to it a little bit and being able to get up and down. But the other guys did a really good job keeping in shape, and it was competitive all day. So,
how many workouts have you been through, and kind of what's your plan moving forward after?
This is my first workout. I know a lot of guys, it's their first workout as well. I'm going to take as many workouts as I can get, showcase what I can do. And then if NBA doesn't work out, then I'll be playing Europe.
Do you have some European offers yet?
There's no European offers yet just because they wait for the NBA to go through and then they kind of go Europe. And so my agents got a few contacts in the European leagues, and so I trust him, Adam Gods, or Goddess, sorry, with ADS Sports Management. He's a great guy, and I'm really grateful for him as an agent. And so I trust his ability to market me.
When exactly did you get the tooth knocked out?
It was earlier this year, just before season started. It was Jakob's first day here, actually. Kind of funny. But I have a flipper that I have for the most part when I'm not playing basketball, but it's just really fragile, so if I get hit again, I don't want to break it, so I always play with it out.
Did you get some payback on him?
He had stitches when it happened, but throughout the year, me and Jakob battled, and it was always a sportsmanlike, so... Because he's a great guy, and I wish him the best next year at Utah, and after that when he goes and plays pro.
Chris Kowiak obviously played and coached in the NBA. What's his take on this experience for you, Ben?
Coach K has been as supportive as he can. He always asks me if there's anything he can do for me. I know that when Utah, as well as a couple other teams, have called the coaches, he's been willing to speak well about me and just speak the truth about me. Because not only am I a decent basketball player, but I feel like I'm a decent person as well, which makes it a lot easier than having to deal with some immature guys or guys that just haven't dealt with any real struggles in life.
How much advice did you take from Jordan in this process?
So my brother Jordan Machinsky, he graduated last year. He just missed getting drafted, ended up playing in Turkey for a little bit, and then for the Westchester Knicks D-League team. And I've talked to him a bunch about what he felt like was the most important thing in a workout. One of the things was staying in shape, and so I've been working out every day as best I can on my own, staying in shape. And then he also just told me to do what I do. Don't try to do something that, you know, might look good, but not be able to do it and then look poor.
Do you have plans to try to team up with him if the NBA is not the route that you plan on going?
Well, I believe my brother is definitely good enough to play in the NBA, especially with his shot blocking ability. And I think he's a better scorer than a lot of people give him credit for. And if I end up being able to play with my brother, like in France or Turkey, if NBA doesn't work out for him or me, I would love the opportunity just because then my wife, as well as my brother's wife and my nephew, we'd be able to stay close as family. Just because family is extremely important. They're going to be there for you through thick and thin. And so if I have the ability or the opportunity to play with my brother, I definitely would love it. But I think that he's definitely going to be NBA bound eventually. And you know, I might be as well, but you know, there's always healthy competition, so if I'm against them, all the more to it.
What do you think of DeLon's chances of this process as well?
Oh, DeLon's a great player. I really like the way he plays. He's unselfish. Being able to see his road with almost going to the draft last year, staying, and he could have been a prima donna, but he's a great guy, great player, and he made us as a team better. And so I think he can help many different teams, and I wish him the best of luck.
Do you have an NBA role model, somebody who you look towards developing your game for?
Dirk Nowitzki is a big guy that maybe not the most athletic. He's not a DeAndre Jordan. And so I feel like my game is more fitted towards Dirk than DeAndre Jordan. And so I've looked a lot about Dirk and different moves that he makes. And at his prime, if he got a shot off, it was going in. And that's something that I would like to be able to do. And so I've been working a lot on different moves similar to Dirk. And yeah, probably Dirk would be my role model.